Hello listeners, in my surrounding many people are talking about the reflection of contemporary social values. I am Mohammad Nizamuddin. Today I will be sharing the changes of contemporary social values, whether it is good or bad. First of all, I talk about what is social values. Social values are a set of values defined by social changes in institution, culture and cultural beliefs. We see how the impact of social values in the society. Social values reflects how we relate to the community. Social values including justice, freedom, respect, community, accountability and responsibility. In today's world, it may seem that our standards are too high. We have become increasingly racist, abusive and selfish. So, it is time for the community to take a closer look at their own values. Now, I am sharing about two factors of social values, respect and responsibility. Respect is a multifaceted value that encompasses various aspects of our lives. As its core, respect involves treating oneself and others with dignity, empathy, and understanding. It is not only about being polite or following social norms, but also about recognizing and appreciating the inherent worth and uniqueness of everyday individuals. In this contemporary time, if we follow the relationship between teachers and students in school, college, university or any educational institution, we see often the teachers are assaulted by the students. For this incident, I think there is a lack of respect. Here, the teachers and guardians should concentrate on this fact, how create respect among the students or their teachers from the beginning of school day. So, I think self-respect is the foundation of respect for others. When we value and appreciate ourselves, we are more likely to extend the same level of respect to others. On the other hand, respect for others involves recognizing their perspective, feelings, and boundaries. It is about listening actively, considering different viewpoints, and treating others with kindness and empathy. And we can take some strategy to promote respect in ourselves and others that are promotes self-reflection, encourage open dialogue, teach active listening, practice empathy, and engage in collaborative activities. Another one is social responsibility. Social responsibility is a practice that prioritizes positive social impact in the community. The basic goal is to improve community both local and throughout the world by including social, environmental and business governance consideration with all strategic decisions. Social responsibility is the obligation of management of an organization to make decisions and take actions that will enhance the welfare and interest of the society. According to Harvard Business School, nearly 70% of employees say they would not work for an organization without a strong purpose. And 90% of employees who work at companies with a strong sense of purpose, they say they are more inspired and motivated and loyal. In recent times, we are also noticing in Bangladesh, the lacking of social responsibility is increasing in our family, which results that is increasing the number of nursing home care for old people. Our old parents are neglecting in our society due to lacking social responsibility. The old parents at their last stage, they feel loneliness and scares of caring from their sons and daughters. I think we should concentrate on the caring our old parents and make consciousness among the common people, as well as we should improve the facilities of the existing nursing home care. In this conclusion, I say, if we develop our social values in every aspect of society, we can build a better life and the best community. Thank you.